Honestly, I was definitely impressed with what I saw. I mean, last year there was nothing there in the village. It had barely been started. And so what they were able to achieve in the last year was incredible. I was definitely comfortable. And it was so convenient to stay in the mountain village and get to our venues. They made it really easy for us to get to where we were competing. So I was thrilled.
And you'd been there before to, I guess, compete, but not in the Olympics, obviously.
Correct. Yes, I had competed there in a test event the year before, pretty much exactly a year before. We hadn't stayed in the mountain village. We had stayed at some hotels at the base of the gondola in Rosa Couture. So I was familiar with the area, but had not stayed where I stayed during the Olympics.
Your event actually began before the opening ceremony, right?
It did, yeah. Our qualification day was the day before opening ceremonies, and then our finals was the day after.
So that must have been a little bit odd.
Yeah, well, we've never done a competition like that before. We don't do a qualification day and then a finals day. So that was interesting in itself. And then also we've never competed that format before of the finals rounds where they cut to 12 and then 6 and then another round. So it was more skiing if you made it all the way through than you've ever done before.
Did you participate in the opening ceremony? I think you did.
I did, and it was incredible.
Tell me what it was like to march into that fabulous stadium with all those other fabulous athletes from all over the world. Must it be just almost impossible to put into words?
Yeah, it's an incredibly powerful experience. I feel like it's when you really, truly feel that you're an Olympian, and all that work that you've done for so long is really kind of paying off, and it is such an honor to walk in representing your country and even just everybody, you know, in the same outfit. And I was actually at the last minute, my brother and sister got tickets to opening ceremonies. And so I was texting back and forth with my brother right before I was walking through the tunnel. And it was very emotional for me to know that some of my family was there. My parents had been able to be there in Vancouver and watch me walk in. And so to just know that there was family there, and I was just so proud of what I had accomplished. And I also got to walk hand in hand, got to walk in with one of my best friends, who's our team manager, who I also got to walk with in Vancouver. So pretty powerful experience.
I think I'd be doing selfies left and right.
You know, I actually ended up putting my phone away, which is, I guess, a little bit crazy. I know in this.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Everybody's got to have it out. But I wanted to really feel it and experience it. I took photos in the tunnel, and I definitely took some photos once I was sitting down, but I really just wanted to walk and be there.
I don't know if you can describe this, but tell me what the moment's like when you're at the top of the hill, it's your first run, and you're at the Sochi Olympics, and you're getting ready to do what you do best. I mean, what goes through your head? Do you just stay so focused on the course, or what?
Well, you know, mine actually was sort of interesting. I ended up running second out of the gate on that qualification day. And I had warned some of my teammates who hadn't competed before. I said, you know, just so you know, things run really slowly at the Olympics in comparison to another event, because there's just a lot more media and everything just seems to take more time. And there was a mix-up before I ran, and they ran me really early, and actually barely anybody caught my run. Even my family missed until, you know, middle section. My coaches didn't get it on video. It was sort of a confusing situation. So I actually felt kind of rushed. I wasn't quite prepared. It wasn't what I was expecting. But I think for me, standing there, especially qualifications, I still get a tiny bit nervous. But once I was standing there for my final run, I was so excited. I competed my back full and my D-spin, and I felt like I had nothing to lose, and I was just going to go for it. So that was really exciting for me.
And, of course, you came in 13th, Heather, out of the medals, but still you have to feel like this was just such an honor to be there. And only very few of the many, many, many athletes who go actually end up on the podium.
Yeah, it was sort of bittersweet for me. When I came down from my finals run, where I ended up 13th, I thought for sure I was going to move on. I was so proud of what I did. I had a great run for me, and I competed both of my big tricks, the back full and the D-spin, which has never been done by a woman at that level before, and I was just thrilled. So I was very proud of what I did, but really disappointed with the result, which was hard for me to accept. But I also, I've always been in a judge sport. Sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't. And I kind of switched fairly quickly into super fan mode and really enjoyed cheering everyone else on. It was interesting. This Olympics, more than ever, I knew so many competitors across a lot of different sports. And it was, so it was even more real to me than ever before that only, I mean, maybe three people are really happy with how it went that day. And there's a lot of people who are really disappointed. And so it's this amazing roller coaster of emotions. And I think pretty much everybody who gets to compete at the Olympics realizes that it is an incredible honor to be there and that you're already one of the few who gets to try, who gets to compete for a medal. And it can feel really disappointing not to, but at the same time, those opportunities and those memories that you're going to have for the rest of your life way outshadow the results.
Absolutely. And how much interaction did you have with Russian people and some of the Russian athletes as well?
So in terms of kind of Russian, just the Russian people in general, there were so many volunteers around, and they were so friendly and welcoming. Way, way more of them spoke English than I was expecting, and I was very grateful for that. And they just bent over backwards to try to make you comfortable, to make sure you were getting to the right place. It was very incredible. And then Russian athletes, I mean, I know some of the mogul skiers quite well, and we had a lot of fun, and watching them compete in their own country was very fun for me, and I got to meet some of their parents, which was great. I just love seeing different cultures. So that was really fun. In terms of other sports, I didn't get to meet a whole lot of other Russian athletes. I did get to spend a lot of time and get to know lots of the Team USA athletes from other disciplines, which was really fun.
The standards of the Olympics certainly represent the world coming together in a peaceful way to celebrate the talent of all these athletes. And in the wake of Sochi, to have what's going on in Ukraine, it's so painful to make that transition and see the tragic unfolding of events there in the wake of what was such a good feeling about Sochi.
Very sad to me. I think that part of what I love about the Olympics, just like you said, is that it's the world coming together for something positive. And it seems like, as a whole, the world kind of puts everything else on hold, any sort of disagreements, anything else, and just celebrates human potential and comes together. And I love that. And I just sit there and go, why can't we do this all the time? And I know that's such a naive thing, but it's very sad, a discouraging feeling to feel like it's only so temporary. But I do think overall it was amazing for me to be there and see that pretty much anyone from Russia that I came across was wonderful and really friendly. And I think that to judge a country by certain figures is too bad, because there's a lot of very, very wonderful people there, and I was grateful to get to know them.
Heather, we're all so proud of you from Montana and proud of your representation of our state. Congratulations again for having been an Olympian, and we hope you have a great, great future no matter what you choose to do now.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, I've been speaking with Heather McPhee, a Bozeman skier who competed in the freestyle moguls at the Sochi Olympics. And Heather, so fun to talk to you both before and after the Olympics. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.